Live from NPR News, I'm Shea Stevens. An independent advisory panel is recommending FDA approval of a second COVID-19 vaccine made by Moderna. The deputy director of the FDA's Division of Vaccines opened the agency's review of the drug Thursday. Dr. Doran Fink says three known cases of severe allergic reaction to Pfizer's vaccine underscores the need to closely monitor the nation's vaccination campaign.
So at this point, we and CDC are continuing to investigate these cases and consider data. At this point, we don't have enough information to make definitive recommendations one way or another. And as we continue to investigate and evaluate the data, we will consider whether additional recommendations need to be made.
The FDA is expected to make a speedy decision on Moderna's vaccine. Congressional lawmakers still say they're close to agreement on a new coronavirus relief package, but that it may take a few more days. NPR's Windsor Johnston reports that the roughly $900 billion bipartisan plan will likely include another round of direct payments to Americans.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the American people have waited long enough for Congress to pass another round of relief aid.
They've waited months. They've waited and suffered, and some have died while needless political games have played out.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says lawmakers are close but need to finalize the details of the next measure.
When it comes to unemployment benefits, stimulus checks, aid to small businesses, and so much else, we have a responsibility to get this right.
The roughly $900 billion bipartisan measure is likely to include an extension of extra weekly unemployment benefits, but does not include additional aid for state and local governments or liability protections for businesses. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
President-elect Joe Biden is expected to name Michael Regan to head the Environmental Protection Agency. NPR's Rebecca Hersher reports that Regan is currently the top environmental regulator in North Carolina.
Michael Regan worked at the EPA under the Clinton and George W. Bush administrations. He's currently the head of the North Carolina Department of Environmental Quality, where he's helped the state get more aggressive about climate change, including a statewide promise to decrease greenhouse gas emissions from power plants by 70% in the next decade. In an interview before his nomination was announced, Regan said he thinks it's possible to meet similar targets nationwide.
You know, I think that North Carolina is a perfect example of getting things done in a tough political climate.
To make good on the Biden campaign's climate promises, Regan will need to find ways to dramatically reduce U.S. dependence on fossil fuels. Rebecca Hersher, NPR News.
U.S. futures are lower. This is NPR. President-elect Biden says dealing with a major cybersecurity attack on several U.S. government agencies will be a top priority as soon as he takes office. The government cybersecurity agency says it will be hard to remove the malware, posing a grave risk to federal, state, and local governments. Portugal's government is easing its nighttime curfew for most people only for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. But Alison Roberts reports that new restrictions will be added on New Year's Eve.
Prime Minister António Costa cited the need to limit the spread of the virus expected from extra socialising allowed over Christmas as the reason why the government is abandoning its earlier plan to ease rules at New Year's. So, while people will be able to stay out as late as 2 a.m. on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, the curfew will be back to the usual 11 p.m. on New Year's Eve. Then, for the next 3 days, a 1 p.m. curfew will be in effect, and a domestic travel ban will be enforced through to the early hours of January the 4th, with people barred from leaving their area of residence, except for work or emergencies. For NPR News, I'm Alison Roberts in Lisbon.
Online brokerage startup Robinhood Financial has agreed to pay a $65 million fine to settle government charges that it misled investors using its app. Regulators say the company failed to inform customers that their orders were sent to high-speed traders and other big investors who paid for the right to execute their trades. Robinhood's app is popular among young and inexperienced investors, lured by its zero commissions policy. This is NPR News.